This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland.
Well, when you hear a story like Mike and Sharon's, you can't help but ask yourself, if fire is heading my way, I have 20 minutes. What do I take with me? Photographer Foster Huntington asked that question on his blog, and responses poured in from around the world. They're now in his soon-to-be-released book, The Burning House, and he's here with us in studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Why did you decide to do this book? Is this something that you experienced yourself?
Never really happened to me, but I've always been interested in how people's possessions and what they value kind of reflect their backgrounds and their personal priorities.
You have pages in this book from all over the world. How did you gather those images?
So I pretty much, when I started the website, I kind of asked some of my friends to take photos and established like kind of a quality template and like what the format's going to be. And then I opened it up for submissions and they just started flowing in. And I didn't really go out and facilitate them. They just kind of responded to it. And the great thing about the question is that as soon as you ask it, people like immediately start thinking what they would take. And with like kind of the proliferation of really good digital cameras, so many people can take good photos these days.
Well, I have your book with us here in the studio, and although we're on radio, I'll try to describe some of these pictures. One that really struck out to me was taken by Michelle Ashton. She's 27 years old in London. She sent this photo, and I'll remind you what it is here. It's of a MacBook, but also a stuffed teddy bear.
Yeah. Now that everyone's lives are so online, it's like a computer represents that life. It's like the portal to all these other things. So a bunch of people say they'd bring their laptop, but they're not really bringing the laptop. They're bringing the life that they can kind of access through that and their connections. And then that is really juxtaposed by this teddy bear that has so much sentimental value, but it's worthless in terms of value. I'm interested in that kind of dichotomy where it's like something that on the face of it seems really valuable, but the stuff that's valuable about that laptop isn't really the material cost of it. It's the world it represents.
And the bear had already been in one fire before.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that's been so interesting for me is just seeing these, like, life is always stranger than you can imagine. And a lot of these objects in there really represent that.
It seems that a lot of these contributors seem to wrestle, and I think all of us would wrestle with how to balance whether you take something that's very useful, very utilitarian, or, you know, beloved items, photographs.
Yeah, I mean, and photographs are, a lot of them are irreplaceable, especially before the digital age,
right,
with all the negatives and those memories. Like, once you lose those, they're gone forever.
And what about that notion of, you know, utilitarian versus emotional?
I mean, that's like kind of a conflict that we're always faced with. You know, it's like, should I do the sentimental thing or the practical thing? And this question really kind of forces you to evaluate that.
Foster Huntington's book is The Burning House, What Would You Take? I think it's just a really fascinating question. So thank you for asking it, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And because it's such a fascinating question, we would like to hear from you. And in fact, we asked our fans on Twitter and Facebook earlier this week. You can see their responses in a Storify at marketplace.org. You can go to marketplace.org and submit your own response there as well.